You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with ICICI Lombard's Q1 results. Private non-life insurance company, ICICI Lombard General Insurance Company, posted its fiscal first quarter profit at ₹390.36 crore, up 11.8% in comparison to ₹349.03 crore during the same quarter last year. The gross direct premium income of the company stood at ₹6,387 crore in Q1 FY24, up 18.9% as against ₹5,370 crore in Q1 FY23. The GDPI growth was higher than the industry growth of 17.9%. Excluding crop, GDPI growth of the company was at 19.2%. ICICI Lombard recorded total income for the quarter at ₹4,538.03 crore, up 14.1% in comparison to ₹3,978.29 crore during the same period last year. Moving on, Foxconn Technology Group has bought $33 million worth of equipment from an Apple Inc. unit for its operations in India over the past year, signaling the key iPhone assembler's accelerating expansion in the country. An Indian subsidiary of the Taiwanese company acquired equipment from Apple Operations Limited for operational needs, according to a filing from Foxconn's Taipei-listed flagship unit Honhai Precision Industry Co. The filing offered a rare glimpse into Foxconn's dealings with its biggest customer, which sometimes helps finance the cost of equipment that the Taiwanese company uses to make the majority of the world's iPhones. In May, Minister of State for Technology Rajiv Chandrasekhar said that Apple is interested in increasing electronics production in the country. In another development, India and the US renewed their commitment to work towards a just, orderly and sustainable energy transition during the ministerial meeting of the US-India Strategic Clean Energy Partnership on Tuesday. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and US Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm emphasized on the need for joint action and collaboration to navigate the global energy transition. The partnership appreciated setting up of the Public-Private Energy Storage Task Force, efforts to help large-scale integration of renewable energy and collaboration for deployment of hydrogen technologies needed for the clean energy transition. The two countries recognize the importance of producing green clean hydrogen as a critical energy source for global decarbonization and agreed to support each other's national hydrogen missions. Meanwhile, Adani Group will build the world's largest hybrid power park in Khavda Desert in Gujarat's Kutch district, the company said on Tuesday, while reaffirming its plans to create 45 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030. The park will have the capacity to generate 20 gigawatts of green energy. The project will be executed through Adani Green Energy, the renewable energy arm of the group. Further details were not disclosed. Stating that the group will play a critical role in India's net zero journey, Adani said, AGEL had earlier commissioned the world's largest hybrid solar wind project of 2.14 gigawatts in Rajasthan. The group's operational renewable energy portfolio has grown 49% to over 8 gigawatts, the largest in the country. In the latest from automobiles, over the last few days, Olectra Greentech, JBM Auto and Aka Mobility have collectively bagged orders to deliver 10,350 electric buses worth nearly ₹20,000 crore from state transport undertakings. A ruling by the Supreme Court in May saw Olectra being awarded an additional contract to supply 2,100 electric buses. That takes the total order value of these three companies to a whopping ₹25,000 crore. Of these three companies, the two listed ones, Olectra and JBM Auto, have a combined revenue of less than ₹5,000 crore. The profits are also minuscule at ₹70 crore and ₹121 crore respectively. Up next, in line with the government's plan to push capital spending on infrastructure right from the beginning of the year, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has spent 38.3% of its allocation for this year on the creation of the assets in the first quarter itself. Of the total gross budgetary support of ₹2.58 trillion for capital spending, the ministry has already spent ₹99,273 crore till the end of June. This figure is slightly lower than the ministry's target of spending ₹1.02 trillion in April-June. It has planned to spend 91% of its capital allocation for the year by December. Lastly, the Personal Data Protection Bill to be tabled in Parliament during the monsoon session beginning on Thursday is likely to exempt startups from key provisions relating to usage and purpose of data collected from citizens. This means that unlike big data fiduciaries, startups may not be bound by limitations, such as collecting the absolute minimum data required for any purpose and limiting its usage to the intended purpose. They also may not be required to delete the data once the service for which it has collected has been delivered. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.